नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट नंबर 14। दिस इज नॉट एग्जैक्टली अ वर्स, इज मोर लाइक अ प्रोस, सो वी जस्ट सिंपली रीड इट। यदा तू पर बद्धयांधा आत्मने नोपनामति तदा ही पितृ पुत्र बाहिष्पता पितृ पुत्रान वा सा खलु बक्षयति। यदा व्हेन तू बट बिकॉज ऑफ मिसफॉर्च्यून परबद्धया in spite of exploiting all others, andha, blind, atmane, for himself, na, upanamati, does not fall into one share, tada, at that time, he, certainly, pitruputra, of the father or sons, bahishmata, as insignificant as a piece of grass, pituputran, father or sons, va, are, sa, he, the conditioned soul, khalu, indeed, bhakshayati, gives trouble to. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this material world, when the conditioned soul cannot arrange for his own maintenance, despite exploiting others, he tries to exploit his own father or son, taking away that relative's possessions, although they may be very insignificant. If he cannot acquire things from his father, son or other relatives, he is prepared to give them all kinds of trouble. Please repeat. In this material world, when the conditioned soul cannot arrange for his own maintenance, despite exploiting others, he tries to exploit his own father or son, taking away that relative's possessions, although they may be very insignificant. If he cannot acquire things from his father, son or other relatives, he is prepared to give them all kinds of trouble. Purport. Once we actually saw a distressed man steal ornaments from his daughter just to maintain himself. As the English proverb goes, necessity knows no law. When a conditioned soul needs something, he forgets his relationship with his relatives and exploits his own father or son. We also receive information from Srimad Bhagavatam that in this age of Kali, the time is quickly approaching when a relative will kill another relative for a small farthing. Without Krishna consciousness, people will deteriorate further and further into hellish condition wherein they will perform abominable acts. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Maritam Mena Dasmai Sri Guruvaya Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामयम् ददाति सुपदांतिकम् वंदेहम श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलम श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्य श्री रूपं जाग्रजातम सवन रघुनाथानितम तं सुदीवम् साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजन सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां स्वगणा श्री ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತಿ ಗೋಪೀಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯ ವೃಂದಾಯ ತುಳಸಿದೇವಿಯಾಯ ಪ್ರಿಯಾಯ ಕೇಶವಸ್ಯ ಚ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪ್ರದೇ ದೇವಿ ಸತ್ಯವತಿಯೈ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆಪರ್ಚುನಿಟಿ ಟು ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಬುಕ್ಸ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ವರ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಪ್ಲೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಟ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ದ ರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ Real verse is Vande Gurum Isha Bhaktan Isham Ishavatarakan Tat Prakashamscha Tat Shakti Krishna Chaitanya Samjakam. This verse is verse from the spiritual world. Even though Srimad Bhagavatam is transcendental, the verse that we are reading today is not transcendental. It talks about the concept of a conditioned soul, how he is struggling, how he is prepared to give up all morals, all ethics, so-called even superficial love and relationship. In 1 second he is ready to throw everything away. The proof of that is the First World War and Second World War. Even in religion, when Prophet Muhammad, when he tried to establish Islam religion, he predicted that even though other religions have so many groups, he said ultimately Islam will have more groups than other religions. And infighting will be non-stop. What to speak of in a family? In a spiritual society there will be so much of fighting in the name of religion, in the name of God. But what is the solution? The solution is this. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual masters. Not spiritual master. The devotees of the Lord, not only the spiritual masters, anyone who chants Hare Krishna, the Lord's incarnations, unlimited, his plenary portions, unlimited, his energies, unlimited, and the Premier Lord himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan, Isham Ishavatarakan, Tat Prakasham Chatat Shakti, Krishna Chaitanya Sanjakam. Prabhupada writes a wonderful, usually Prabhupada gives a purport after the verse. But for this verse, Prabhupada has given the purport before. He has given the purport first and then he has given the sloka. So it's a wonderful verse. Such a verse has never been mentioned in any other literature. Hardly anybody knows about Krishna Chaitanya. Hardly people know about actually Radha Krishna. Maximum they know is Lakshmi Narayan or Rukmani Krishna. Most of the people worship Mahavishnu Narayan, lying in the Shirodha ocean, taking rest. So if somebody is sleeping, how much activity you can have with him? Shirodha Kusai, Yoga Sayan, how much you can talk with somebody? Most of the people even switch off their mobile when they are sleeping. So you can't even call. So that's why when Brahma goes with all the demigods, he says, okay, I know, I'll come. That's all. Then Brahma has to go back. Whereas Krishna Leela, there is never any interval, any break. Krishna never takes rest. He has non-stop activity. So, Mahaprabhu, he came
Krishna only has his activities with raga and loga devotees. What? Krishna has his activities with? What about us? How do you get involved in that? So Lord Chaitanya kindly performed Sankirtan Leela. Right? Today Prabhuji at least read about 100 people's names. They are all engaged in with Krishna Leela. This Krishna Leela is only slightly different from the original Krishna Leela Goloka. It is Sankirtan Leela. But the mood is same. And this verse represents that mood. So, Krishna writes, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that Devi and Asuri Sampadi. What is so glorious about ISKCON? Actually, there is no fault in this movement. There is no fault in this movement at all. Whatever fault is seen is because of our material nature. When we come, we are only asked to leave our shoes. We should also have a signboard, please leave your false ego, and there should be a place to keep the false ego also. What? Free service, leave your false egos here. What? The movement has nothing wrong, but we bring our false ego inside this. And what is that false ego? False ego is lusty intelligence. What? Lusty means why only Krishna should enjoy. Want to speak of father exploiting the son, son exploiting the father. The jiva wants to exploit Krishna. Isavashyamidam sarvam. This is a small thing. Father wanting to exploit the son, son wanting to exploit the father, and in the family somebody doing this, somebody doing that. That's a small thing. But I want to exploit Krishna. And I want to exploit Krishna in the name of a devotee. What? I want to exploit Krishna in the name of? In the name of disciple. This is actual fact. Why we cannot chant the holy name and tears will not come? Why? Why tears will not come? Our Prabhuji will say, I will ask our Prabhuji to give a little comment. At the end, he has written a wonderful book, Islam and the Vedas. This Prabhuji will give a small comment at the end. How much trouble Prophet Muhammad and went through, and what are the things he predicted will happen. So we bring our material nature into the spiritual society. Otherwise, Pavitram Idam Uttamam. What? Otherwise, all spiritual societies are Pavitram. But our Hare Krishna movement is much more than any other because of this particular verse. And Lord Krishna, he is not simply standing and playing his flute. Is that all he is doing? Standing and playing the flute? If he is only playing his flute, you won't keep him in his car. What? We said, do some work. What will say? Simply standing and playing food, they say, no, what is this? Do something. Therefore, he came with Lord Chaitanya and did so much. But, for us, the lesson is, we have to be conscious in our thoughts and action and words, whether we represent demoniac nature or divine nature. We are subject to both constitutional position and conditional position. What? Constitutional position, it will come out only when we follow Vaishnava etiquette, Vaishnava principles, Vaishnava behavior. Then only it will manifest. Constitutional position will only manifest under those circumstances. Just like the lotus can bloom only in the water with the sun. If the water is not there, only sun is there, it cannot bloom. If the sun is there, the water is not there, it cannot go. So we need proper situation to bring our constitutional position conditional nature is automatic. So Krishna gives a list. What are those things that we need to promote in our, in the association of devotees, what we need to do? Fearlessness. When somebody is situated in his constitutional position, he is fearless. Purification of one's existence. Our whole program, sadhana, is meant for purification. Cheto Darpana Marjan. Cultivation of spiritual knowledge. Prabhupada books. Prabhupada wants all of us to read all of his books. Charity. Even the poorest man should give something to others. Poorest of the poor should give something. That is the culture, Vedic culture. Krishna says, even if you are a poor man, at least offer me a flower. Offer me a little water. If you don't want to offer anything to Krishna, who else are you going to offer it? And he has made it so simple. Self-control. Here comes the tough part. We can do so many things as a devotee, but the self-control part is, that's due to the false ego. Self-control cannot be there as long as false ego is. Performance of sacrifice, like Bhagavad Gita marathon, Prabhupada said is the highest yagya, highest welfare activity. So Prabhupada has conceived of a movement in which all Devi Sampadi qualities are automatically inculcated. Automatically. Just we have to be submissive, patient and enthusiastic. All these qualities will come because this movement is saturated with those qualities. Prabhupada has not done anything whimsical. He has had deep thought before he has said anything. Prabhupada has not deviated from Mahaprabhu's goals, aims, objectives, even slightly. His presentations are so perfectly follows Mahaprabhu's instruction. There is no fault. This is the movement of Achyuta. Faultless movement. If there is any fault, it is our contribution. What? If there is any fault, that is our, that's our contribution. Study of Vedas, austerity, simplicity, non-violence. In the modern world, you won't find this. Simplicity, non-violence, austerity. Even to drive a car, you have to become violent. To get inside the train. It's impossible to practice these things in the outside world. Truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility, aversion to fault finding. Our TV and newspaper are full of that. Fault finding. TV and newspaper is full of? That is the glorious manifestation of false ego. The TV and newspaper. Complete person, Kali Puran. What? It's called? Where is the compassion for all living entities? Actually, the today's verse says, one wants to exploit all others. Not only family members, everybody. Corruption, exploitation, cheating, fraud, scam. You can write a whole dictionary. Freedom from covetousness. Aparigraha. Grab. Even if you want to avoid it, it's very habit forming. It's very difficult to break these habits. Therefore we need advice. Therefore we need correction. It is not that I am free. If I am free, I'll go in the criminal way. I'll not go in the spiritual way. You cannot be free and go progress in spiritual life. You can be free and go in criminal life. To progress in spiritual life, you cannot be free. There are so many rules and regulations to follow. But Prabhupada has given us a lifestyle in which you can automatically become free from crime and sin. Automatic. You don't have any special effort. And all the good qualities automatically follow that. Gentleness, modesty, steady determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness, and freedom from envy and from passion for honor. These transcendental qualities, O son of Bharata, belong to godly men endowed with divine nature. So the today's verse, it says, you cannot have all these things if you and your family is not connected to the movement. So Prabhupada called this Hare Krishna family. He called this. Without there is no human life. There is no human civilization. This movement is the only movement that can civilize people in this Kali Yuga. How much time? So, even in spiritual life, when one enters the spiritual life also, there could be obstacles. The only solution, first one should try to please spiritual master, and then one should attempt to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without having, it is said, Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu, Adhama Janarabana. What is the meaning of Adhama? Adhama means one who is not fit to live in the temple. Because temple is Dhamma. Temple is? Adhama means one who is not. But still Prabhupada kindly asked them to come. Because he is Adhama Janara Bandhu. So to live in Mayapur, to live in Vrindavan, to live in Jagannath Puri and holy places. Those people who are living, they are not Dhammavasis. Because their water card says that their address is there, it doesn't mean they are Dhammavasis. Prabhupada says there are so many animals in holy places. So many people who are picking pockets. One must have all these spiritual qualities. Then only. So the quality begins by pleasing others. Opposite to the words today. Today's word says a conditioned soul by hook or crook. He will try to get what he wants. It doesn't matter, relatives, not relatives. And the peak of that is all the wars in the world. Religious war, political war, economic war. And at the peak, so Vaishnava society is something very, very extraordinary. Especially in this Kali Yuga, to get into a Vaishnava society is something wonderful, something great fortune. Guru Krishna Prasad. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavanji, Guru Krishna Prasad. So this movement is Guru Krishna Prasad. So anyone who joins this movement, he has the Prasad, Guru Krishna Prasad. So there are so many wonderful verses in Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 12 also. A few verses are, you know, worth reading. What kind of qualities Krishna wants in his devotees? Very nice verses. Wonderful verses. From verse 13 అద్వేష్ట సర్వభూతాన మైత్ర కరుణ ఏవచ నిర్మమో నిరహంకార సమదుఃఖ సుఖక్షమీ సంతుష్ట సతతం యోగి యతాత్మ దృఢ నిశ్చయ మయ్యాకృత మనోబుద్ధి యోమద్భక్త సమీప్రియ.
స్టార్టింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ వర్స్ 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 18 and 19.
సమచత్రౌచమిత్రేచ శీతోష్ణ సుఖ దుఃఖేషు సమసంగ వివర్జిత తుల్య నింద స్తుతిర్మౌని సంతుష్టో ఏనకైనచిత్ అనికేత స్థిరమతిర్ భక్తిమాన్ సమీ ప్రియోనర.
సో దెర్ ఆర్ టోటలీ 8 వర్సెస్. సో వి హావ్ గురువాష్టక గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ ది స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ భక్తాష్టక, కృష్ణ గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ ది డివోటీస్. వాట్ దిస్ ఇస్? జనరలీ వి గ్లోరిఫై స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్, వి గ్లోరిఫై ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్, బట్ హియర్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఈస్ గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్. He says, Priya, Ati Priya, it is glorifying, it is Bhakta Ashtaka. So it is not possible outside of Prabhupada's movement. Such wonderful arrangement. Effortlessly you can become a pure devotee. It is not that a pure devotee is something impossible. You should not think like that. It's impossible to become a pure devotee. Now what is the meaning of Prabhupada's effort? If nobody can become pure devotee, what is the use of this movement? So there is Asadhu Bhushanam. What? There is Sadhu Bhushanam and there is Asadhu Bhushanam. The modern civilization is Asadhu Bhushanam. The modern media, newspaper, electronic media, full of Asadhu Bhushanam. Whereas devotees have wonderful qualities. And Krishna loves devotees with such wonderful qualities. Kripalu, Akrita Droha, Satya Sara, Sama, Nidosha, Vadanya, Mridu, Suti, Akinchana, Akama, Aniha, Stira, Vijita, Sadguna, Sarvopakaraka, Shanta, Krishnaika, Sharana, Mitabuk, Apramata, Manada, Amani, Gambira, Karuna, Maitra, Kavi, Daksha, Mauni. There are 26 alphabets, characters in English language. With these 26 letters, unlimited literature is produced. With 26 letters, unlimited letters produced with only 26 letters. How many authors? All of them. So like there's so many wonderful qualities. Bahu Krishna, Hari Purusha, are enumerated in this. So different devotees manifest different. So if we can manifest even a few, Krishna will be pleased. So as you become more and more pure, you can manifest all of them automatically just by engaging. Our movement gives us engagement, it gives us entertainment, and it gives us education. Everything is there in this movement. Entertainment is there, engagement is there. I should say management is also there. Education, everything, it is totally self-contained movement. It has everything. Just by following this movement, we will become thoroughly satisfied. Only thing is, we have to get rid of Asura Sampadi, Anarthas. So I'll just say a couple of words about that. So it says that somebody has written an interesting, says, see, normally when you go from one country to another country, you have to take certain vaccinations. Otherwise they will not allow you in because you may be carrying some disease. So they said there is a vaccination requirement to live in Vrindavan. What? So that you don't carry any material disease into Vrindavan. And what is that vaccination?
no Mayavadi or bogus gurus. So you should be free from Mayavadi and bogus gurus' influence. And prophet adoration distinction. That is one vaccination. So this is called Putana disease. What? This disease is called bogus gurus and Mayavadis. Then dry scholarship, reasoning, argument and controversy. Says this is Trinavrata disease. Then bad habits, lethargy, dullness, false pride. Says Sakatasura. It's a vaccination against Sakatasura. Then they say bad association, greed for mundane sense gratification, mischievous mentality, to give trouble to others, to laugh when others have problem. So they say that's a Vatsasura, vaccination against Vatsasura Bhav. Like that they have listed many things. They say duplicity, deceptive behavior, hypocrisy, cruelty, violence, desire to trouble others, born of envy, then doubting the supremacy of Krishna, attraction to karma and jnana, these are disqualification to live in Vrindavana. Attraction to opulence of Krishna rather than his sweetness. Oh, yes. Yes, I would like to join ISKCON. They have wonderful facility. But not understanding the purpose of joining. Only see the facilities. Like people want to go to America. You think they love America, that's why they want to go there? No. That's also an exploiting mentality. Oh, let me go to Australia, let me go to America, let me go to Canada. Why they are going? That's also exploitation. Then, materialistic mentality, enjoying mentality. Then, fraudulent religion is disrespect for pure devotional process. Disrespect for pure devotional process. Then pride, maliciousness, crookedness, sectarianism, hatred. Arguments between Vaishnavas or arguments between different religions. There should be cooperation, not argument and debate. Even if a religion is not totally pure, still we should not pick a fight, because they are following something. So we should encourage like that. Lust, desire for profit, adoration and distinction, impersonalism, and also demigod worship, that Govardhan Leela. So all Krishna Leelas, they are focusing on all possible obstacles. Stealing others' property, speaking lies, indulgence in wine and intoxication, desire for fame and sense gratification, Mayavadi and atheistic mentality. Then, last come but not the least, oh, I am a senior devotee, I am a great devotee, I am guru. And false ego, connected to wealth, and even accomplishments. Oh, I'm a good singer, I'm a good speaker, I'm a good collector. They say this is against Vrindavan mood. So, all these things, they offer us a lifetime challenge. They offer us, it's a lifetime challenge, all these things. So we'll stop here, because the time is up. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Rashi Mad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nirai Gaur Premanandi.